Hi, this is an invitation for Christina Laraway. C like Charlie, H like Harry, R like Ripple. I S T like Tom, I N A, Christina. Last name is Laraway, L like Larry, A R A W A Y, Laraway. Date of birth is 5/8/2594. Date of service is 12/5/2023. Date of accident is 5/5/2023. The patient is here for a new patient visit today, and allegedly the chief complaints are severe pain in the neck, severe pain in the lower back, mid back, severe pain in the left leg, shooting down pain, and pain in the left knee, headaches, depression, anxiety, and weakness and history of fall. The patient reports that all of these symptoms are allegedly related or secondary to an automobile accident that happened on 5/5/2023. The patient was a restaurant driver and was driving a Chevy Silverado in Ann Arbor. And the patient underwent a accident where he was rear-ended. In the Ann Arbor area. She does not have a complete details of the accident, and she did not remember the name of the street. Apparently, the injuries were to her neck and back and left leg and headaches. The car was not totaled. She went to the emergency room, St. Joseph Mercy Hospital in Ypsilanti, where a Motrin was given and no other testing was done. She do not remember if she passed out and airbags were not deployed. She was wearing a seat belt. She did not know the other car and the speed of the car. And it was not a hit and run accident. Police came on the scene. Police report was filed. The ambulance came to the scene and patient went to the ER, St. Joseph Hospital. History of presenting illness, patient is reporting severe headaches, which are usually mild to moderate and occasionally severe, once a week, 3 to 4 on a scale of 1 to 10. They are moderately severe, usually, but they can become severe. They are off and on, and they are associated with nausea. There is no sensitivity to light or noise. Additional symptoms of TBI reported by the patient are dizziness, loss of consciousness, lack of focus, lack of concentration, and nausea. The patient specifically denies any vertigo or seizures, loss of equilibrium. She denies forgetfulness, memory loss. She denies any vision problem like blurred vision, spots in the vision. She denies any incontinence, the urine bowel. There's no issue with the taste or smell. And TMJ on the right side is complained of to be painful. Regarding the pain syndrome, patient is having pain in the neck and the mid back, lower back to the tune of 7 to 8, with no radiation to arm or the legs. Some shooting pain is reported to the left leg laterally, and it is more like a pain than the numbness and tingling. It goes all the way to the ankle on the lateral part of the left leg. She also reports some pain in the left hip as well as left knee. And no pain in the shoulder, elbow, or hands are reported. She can walk up to a one block. She can sit and stand okay. She can sleep up to 4 hours. These pains are constant and described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, and aching. The pain is between 2 to 5. ADLs are affected 4. Modified factor for the pain are worsened by standing, bending, and coughing, while improved by lying down and medications and sitting. Regarding the previous treatment, no other treatment has been afforded to the patient as of yet. She has not seen any. She has done physical therapy 1 or 2 times, but no doctors. And no other issue, but she has also seen a chiropractic one visit. No x-rays, MRIs have been done, and a patient has only issue of the left leg, numbness, tingling, pins, and needle, and muscle weakness of the left leg, but she's able to walk. She has not really fallen where she had to go to the hospital, but she feels weak. Kindly review the records for the system review. And past surgical history, allergy history, and family history. And relationship status, employment status, disability, legal actions. Patient has John Sunni as the attorney. And patient drinks occasionally, socially, and does not smoke and does not use any recreational drug except marijuana. Please review the chart for the ADLs also. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 130 over 96, pulse is 81, pulse ox is 100. Height is 5 feet 3 inches and weight is 170. 29-year-old white female, of average build, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative and conscious, with no cyanosis, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. No acute distress, shortness of breath or severe pain phases are noticed. Patient is not overtly anxious or lethargic, and hydration is good, nourishment is good, and good attitude, demeanor. Patient is able to walk without any adaptive devices. The rest of the exam is from the template, including musculature examination, psychiatric and neurological examination, which are all normal. In the musculoskeletal examination, the inspection reveals normal spine and curvature alignment with no scars, while no spine tenderness is noticed. No muscle spasm is noticed in the paravertebral muscles, no hypertonicity. Range of motion of the cervical spine, forward flexion 40, extension 40, bilateral side flexion 40, bilateral rotation is 40. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 35, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion 20, and bilateral rotation is 20. Hyperextension is not painful. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are all negative. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative. The Lermit test is negative. The distraction test negative, Sotoal test negative, Sperling sign is negative. In the thoracic spine, Roos test is negative, Slump test negative. In the lumbar spine, the Budzinski-Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test was found positive at 35 degrees on the left side, with contralateral leg raise test positive, Bregar test negative, Kemp test negative, Budzinski sign negative. Sacroiliac joint, all the there is no tenderness in the SI joint, either side. And standing flexion test, iliac compression test, distraction test negative, favor test, Ganslin test are negative, Trendelberg sign is negative. The examination of the extremities is all completely unremarkable. The left hip examination is completely normal and left knee examination is completely normal. Diagnosis, in general, V89.2 XXT, CNS, R51, R42, F41.1, F32.9, nerves, M79.2, muscles, M79.1, ligaments, M54.0, chest, blunt chest trauma, lower extremities, pain in the left leg, M79.60, M25.552, M25.562, cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, M54.12, S13.4XXA, thoracic spine, M54.09, 54.6, 51.24, lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5XXA. Kindly review the diagnosis from the charts. The treatment plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. The physical therapy is ordered 2 times a week, focusing on the spine, cervical, lumbar, and thoracic, and also some therapy for the left knee and left hip, with traction, massage, chiropractic, acupuncture, etc. Patient is disabled for work, housework, replacement, transportation, and casework. The following medications are provided to the patient: lidocaine cream for topical pain relief, Voltaren gel for topical pain relief is ordered. Medications are provided is Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Ultran 50 mg PRN 60 tablet for pain relief, Q12 hour, Neurontin 600 mg twice a day for nerve pain and radiculopathy pain, Furoset 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN 60 tablet for the headaches. Xanax is provided for anxiety relief, 0.5 mg, 30 tablets. Maps and labs have been reviewed. MRIs have been reviewed and ordered. In the MRIs, there is a MRI of the left knee which is available, and it shows the following. Knee joint effusion on the left knee. Tiny Baker cyst and subcutaneous edema around the knee joint. MRI of the lumbar spine shows diffuse disc bulge at L4, L5 with bilateral L5 nerve root, neural foramen narrowing, facet arthrosis at L5, S1. In addition, there is a lumbar spine MRI is already discussed. In the cervical spine, there is a asymmetric bulging of C5 and C6 without any neuroforamina issue except for the mild right neuroforamen. Brain MRI was found to be completely normal with neuroquant being positive for frontal lobe and cingulate nucleus. The patient was eventually terminated and discharged as she didn't want to come and follow up at our office as it is being too far away. The patient is otherwise stable, and in addition, please make sure that you put non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. For anxiety, fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI is already discussed. Interventional pain procedure, none are being recommended. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, none. Case worker, none. Past medical records are not available. Investigation, none. DMEs, patient is provided with a back brace and a neck brace, tense unit, and follow-up visit in a month, direct contact, yes. End of dictation. Thank you.